Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're not tripping. It's not 10:20. It's 1:20. But Coach Bud is on this winding, meandering West Coast trip with the rest of the Atlanta Hawks. And we are the home of the Hawks, of course. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the court with Coach Bud. Coach, good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are. Where are you right? What are your whereabouts, Coach Bud?
We're in Sacramento, California, so it's 10:20, so I think good morning is appropriate here. I guess good afternoon to you guys. I didn't know how long you went, so you guys are still putting it in.
Yeah, we're here for another 40 minutes. So for you, Coach, we said we would change the time at any time, so no need to wake you up at 7 o'clock on the West Coast while you're playing basketball
out
there.
Very kind. I appreciate that.
All right, we got to ask. Dennis Schroeder the other night, 41 points. Where did that come from? I know Dennis is a really good player, but where did that 41 outburst come from?
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I did not realize, you know, kind of in the heat of the moment as the game was unfolding that, you know, he had that many. I knew he was playing well, and, you know, he mixed in some threes and, you know, was getting to the rim, free throws. You know, he actually missed four free throws. You know, it's like, yeah, he could have had even a little bigger number. But, you know, I think he was in a good place. I thought, you know, he just made a lot of good decisions. I thought he made some great passes early, too. I think that, you know, I opened up the court and, you know, with Dwayne and Muscala making some threes. Hopefully Gobert was a little bit more removed or hesitant. Dennis was able to get to the rim and finish a lot. So, yeah, it was just a heck of a game for him. But I would say the biggest thing, you know, he asked for the switch and guarded Donovan Mitchell the last three or four minutes of the game. I think that was almost as great to see as the 41 is how he guarded the last, three or four minutes against a great young player in Donovan Mitchell.
Man, Mitchell's fun to watch, and so is our guy Dennis. And, Coach, how important is it for Schroeder to have 41 in a win?
Yeah, no, it was great for the group. And, you know, we came home after the Milwaukee game, so we really, you know, felt like the start of the road trip. And you know, to get a win like that against a team that's been playing out of their minds, I think 21 out of 23 games, and, you know, fighting for a playoff spot and a great home environment. You know, it's great for our young guys to get a win like that.
We've got Coach Bud with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, you continue tonight against Sacramento out there on the West Coast. They've got the old man in Zach Randolph that seemingly has been in this league for 37 years. Another night for John Collins to go against a different type of veteran. How much will he guard Zach tonight?
No, so John is still kind of recovering from the ankle, and we've ruled him out for tonight.
Okay.
So John's not going to play, but I think there's a very, very good chance that he will be recovered and ready to play tomorrow night against Golden State. So we're very hopeful that he can go tomorrow, but I think one more game probably for John, and we'll evaluate and see how he's feeling after that.
I sure hope that is the case. Coach Bud joining Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And John mentioned Zach Randolph, a.k.a. Zebo, a.k.a. first name 20, last name 10. But how about Vince Carter? Does he not blow your mind, Coach, that this deep in his career? Coach, in the offseason for NBA TV, I am calling summer league games with Vince Carter as an analyst. And I'm looking at this guy around 40, and I'm like, you got a mountain of money. You're going to the Hall of Fame if you never play. We got a cushy gig for you here at Turner Sports. And the guy keeps grinding and keeps dunking and keeps banging threes. Does he not blow your mind?
It is amazing what he's doing. It's really cool. And you know, obviously he must have unbelievable genes, but I think he's a big-time pro, takes care of his body, takes care of everything, and I think still playing at a high level, you know, whether it's, you know, tonight for Sacramento, he could be playing for any team and helping any team, and I think he's invaluable to them in their locker room and practices and just a great voice for their young players. But, you know, he could still go. He's a heck of a player.
Yeah, it's amazing. We were today kind of going back through some of the NBA drafts, and I want to say he came out in, what, 98 maybe? Vince Carter was
Sounds right.
It's amazing to think
with
that.
With Jameson maybe?
Yeah, he came. He was the pick right after Antoine Jameson. The fact that he's still in the league, when he was drafted, I was 100 pounds lighter and I was in college still, and this guy's still putting up numbers.
Yeah, no, it is. It's God, I probably like my second or third year in the league, and you know now I'm 20 plus years or whatever it is, and yeah, no, it's impressive, you know. So I guess we should all, you know, tap into whatever he's doing. I don't know if we can, you know, I got to lose a few lbs to myself to get back down to 98 playing weight, but whatever Vince is doing, it's working.
Coach Bud joining Rick and John here on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tough matchup. I mean, they're all tough, right? At the point guard position, it's probably the thickest and most talented position in the NBA. And De'Aaron Fox, man, can he go. I don't know if you've seen, but he has buzzkilled the Miami Heat twice this year. Hit a follow flush game winner on him in Miami. And then recently they won in overtime and he forced overtime with a bucket at the end of regulation. So what are you guys seeing in De'Aaron Fox and how can Dennis Schroeder, you know, exploit that matchup if possible?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he's got great speed. You know, I think the way he plays the game is pretty pure. He's a good young point guard and, you know, be, you know, I think keeping him out of the paint, keeping him, you know, where he's got to play on the perimeter and score over the top of our defense, you know, is going to be important. Just trying to keep him in front of us, which, you know, is easier said than done. And, you know, Miami's a great defensive team, and he's played well against them. He's played well against a lot of teams. So, you know, we have a great challenge. You know, it starts with Dennis, but, you know, the bigs behind him and everybody, you know, doing a great job of just, you know, hopefully keeping him out of the paint.
Coach, what have you learned down the stretch here with the, you know, you guys are obviously going through a real rebuilding year, but you've got some pieces with Dennis, as we've talked about, Torian, John, Baze actually had a really good year until he got hurt. What have you learned with that group moving forward into years to come?
Yeah, you know, those guys that you just mentioned, you know, along with John Collins, you feel like you've got a good, you know, foundation to build from. And, you know, you've got to have good players that, you know, that are going to, when you draft, and, you know, there's no doubt there's going to be, you know, a lot of attention, a lot of focus on the draft and adding players. But you've got to add them to a group that, you know, understands professionalism and, you know, competitiveness and unselfishness and all those things and can play. And, you know, I think between, you know, Dennis and Torian and John and Baze as a veteran, you know, it's a great foundation to, you know, build from.
So, Coach, listening to Travis Schlenk, the head of basketball ops, GM of the Hawks, he goes on with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas once a week. I believe that's a Tuesday joint. But in that interview, I heard him say, you know, because they're always asking him, you know, where are you? Where are you scouting? Where are you going? What games are you watching? And I love that because, trust me, Coach, I take notes. I go to mock drafts, and I'm like, okay, he's looking at this guy. He's looking at this guy. But seriously, Travis is going to be – he is on the road with you guys, I think, but he did say that he was going to be there tomorrow at Golden State, of course, where he came from, and it'll be a big reunion for Travis there with Bob Myers and Kerr and the great ownership group out there. So have you talked to Travis about that and how excited he is for kind of going back home?
No, you know, I guess it's maybe kind of snuck up on us. And, you know, he is out on the road scouting so much. But I'm sure, you know, tomorrow night will be, you know, kind of special for him. And a lot of great memories, a lot of great friends. And, you know, so I'm sure he's going to, you know, look forward to that. And, you know, I think everybody from there, I'm sure, is probably really happy for him and, you know, hoping for the best for Travis as he moves forward.
Coach, before we ask you about Arizona, and we'll leave that alone, we love to get you into our pop culture questions. We did yesterday our Mount Rushmore of cars because we were at the auto show here in Atlanta and looking at some of the unbelievable cars here. If you had one or two cars that would be at the top that you'd want to get, what's your Mount Rushmore?
I don't know if I can give you the Rushmore, but I've always wanted a like a 64 convertible Mustang or, you know, somewhere like a six, somewhere in there, 66, 67, and just that's my car. Someday I'm going to, you know, find some guy that's redone it and done it nice and get one of those.
It's coming your way, man. It's coming your way. And and Coach, I just have one more for you, and it involves Tyronn Lue. And just to back up, you know, Steve Clifford, the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets, he had to take a leave of absence for about 5 weeks. He had his own health issues, and now Tyronn Lue of Cleveland, he is on an indefinite leave of absence. He's quoted has cited anxiety, some sleep disorder stuff, and just general stress of the job. And now he's had to tap out, and he's on meds, and they're trying to get the whole thing figured out. So I'm just curious, like, your thoughts on Tyronn Lue specifically, because we all in the NBA love that dude. He's such a great guy. But just overall, the stress of that position, Coach, help us understand just how stressful it is.
Yeah, no, lots of thoughts, and, you know, hoping for the best for Tyronn as he, you know, takes care of himself. And it's, you know, there's no doubt a lot of this stuff that, you know, whether it's the Coach Lue or, you know, Coach Clifford in Charlotte, and just, you know, taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, and, you know, trying to stay healthy and, you know, just deal with everything that comes with being a head coach. And there's a lot. It's a demanding position, no doubt about it. I think we all love it. I think everybody, you know, Coach Lue, Coach Clifford, they just give their heart and soul and their guts, and, you know, sometimes it just takes a toll. And so, you know, I know talking about, you know, getting rest and eating well and working out, and, you know, you just can't lose sight of how important those things are to you. And, you know, so I hope for the best for him and really for all of us. You know, I think there's a ton of respect for all 30 coaches. You know, it's we respect the work and the time and the effort. And, you know, I think we want good for everybody.
Coach, you talk about stress. I was stressed out about my brackets, and I've now thrown them away because Michigan State and Arizona is who I had in the championship game, and neither one of them are still here. What happened to your Cats?
Oh, I don't even know what to say. I think I jinxed them by talking about it on the radio in Atlanta. I'm like, God, why did I just keep my mouth shut? And they, you know, the early exit hurt. Buffalo was was amazing. I just, their guards were so impressive, and I watched, I think, like the whole second half. I was just dying, and I think we had a tough loss that night or something, and hadn't played well. So I was just like, God, today is not the basketball gods were not good to me on that Thursday.
Coach, it was not a jinx. They got their butts kicked, man. Jinx is like you know, a bad call on a block charge at the end of a game or something like that, man. They just weren't ready for battle. But, you know, sorry about your Cats going down, man. But Hawks and Kings tonight, Coach.
Got it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.